Listening to customer service. B. Listen to a conversation related to customer service and fill in the blanks with the missing words.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Global Comms Customer Hotline. My name is Grace. How can I be of assistance?
Hi, Grace. My name is Daniel Smith, and I'm calling from New York. My company ordered 6 packs of Pro 7 design software from your firm, but it has now been a week past the date the items were expected to arrive.
Okay, sir. Do you have the tracking number we sent you by email when you first made the order?
Yes, I do, and I also have the order number. The tracking number is S-317, and the original order number was 81635K.
Okay, please wait one second while I try to find your order. All right, I found your order number. Let me confirm the items with you here again. Your order was for 6 packs of Pro 7 design software, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, it says here that the order was canceled. The items were scheduled to be shipped, but for some reason, a last-minute notation indicates the customer asked to cancel.
Well, I'm the customer, and I certainly didn't ask to cancel. These software packets are very important to our company. We were scheduled to begin operations of a new design department, but because the items haven't arrived, I've got 10 designers sitting around with nothing to do.
I apologize for the mix-up, sir. Would you like me to reschedule a shipping date?
Yes, but I think there really should be some form of compensation for this error. I was reading the fine print in your customer contract, and it says that if items don't arrive within the scheduled time, compensation will be paid.
Yes, normally that would be the case. But because the items were canceled, we can't be held liable.
I don't mean to sound rude, Grace, but the order was not canceled. Can you produce any evidence to indicate that we sent a message asking for a cancellation? C. Listen to the second part of the conversation and answer the following questions. Look, if you review our file, you'll find that we are long-term loyal customers who have bought a significant amount of software from your company. Are you really telling me that you're just going to ignore a major mistake? I don't think your attitude is very professional.
I'm sorry, sir, but I am not authorized to offer any compensation at this time.
Then who would be authorized to do so?
You would have to speak with my supervisor.
Okay, then. Is your supervisor currently available?
I believe he is. Please hold.
Hello, this is Supervisor Jim Bradley. Grace told me your items did not arrive on time. We're very sorry for the inconvenience.
I appreciate your apology, but because we did not cancel the order, I believe I'm within my rights to ask for some sort of compensation.
Let me look over your file one more time. Do you mind holding again?
No, that's fine.
Mr. Smith, I believe I know what the problem is. It seems one of our staff confused your order with another client's canceled order. We deeply regret this error, and I will have your items shipped out to you today by express mail at no added charge to you. You should receive your software within 24 hours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your prompt service.
Also, in accordance with our compensation policy, we will only charge you for half of the original order. I hope these measures are satisfactory.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Bradley. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, and I hope you'll continue working with Global Comm.
We definitely will. Thank you again.
Not at all. Goodbye, Mr. Smith.